Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, sisters, welcome to the Freedom Girls Sisterhood. I'm your freedom coach, Dawn Scott Damon, and it is exciting to be with you once again today. Today, I want to bring you into a live session where I was teaching on our thought life and why it matters to us. Take a minute and look around at your life. Is there anything you don't like? Well, I'd like you to know that your life is the sum total of your thoughts. Stay tuned today as we discover how our thoughts truly do matter. Stop by and visit me too at the freedomgirlsisterhood.com. That's freedomgirlsisterhood.com. I'd love to hear from you. Now stay tuned as we join live Thoughts Matter.
Is there anything in your life that needs to be different? Are there a few things that you wish weren't so? Well, we're going to go beyond wishing today, and we're going to be believing God for some breakthroughs. This conference is called Freedom Girls, Untying the Cords That Bind You. Most of them are invisible cords. We don't always see how we're tied up. We don't always know where the knots are. We don't always understand the strongholds. Often they're behind the scenes, but they're operating nonetheless. Cords that bind our mind so we don't think clearly, we don't feel, we don't process, we have filters, negative filters. Sometimes the ropes bind our hands and our feet, spiritually speaking. We can't move, we're paralyzed, we're stuck. But today, in the name of Jesus, we're breaking the cords that bind. And we're going free. And we're going to be talking today about the mind, about our thoughts, because the battle is in the mind, right? The battle is up here. So throughout the day, you know the rules. There are no rules. That's rule number one. Rule number two is, when in doubt, always refer to rule number one. There are no rules. We just want to experience the presence of the Lord. And so today we're going to be talking about your thoughts. And the title of this message this morning right now is Your Thoughts Matter. Look at your neighbor and say, Your Thoughts Matter. All right, look at your second choice and say the same thing. Your thoughts matter. All right. Romans 12, verse 2. You probably knew we were going to go there. Romans 12, verse 2, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will know what God wants you to do, and you will know how good and pleasing and how perfect His will is. Your thoughts matter. What you think about matters. Your thoughts will lead you to victory, or your thoughts will lead you to defeat. The good news is that we get to choose what we think about. Did you know that? You get to decide what you're going to fellowship with, thoughts of light or thoughts of dark. You get to decide what you're going to meditate on and what you're going to dwell on. In fact, we're told in the Word of God to think on purpose, to be intentional about our thoughts. Ephesians 4:22 says, change the former way of life that was a part of the person you once were, corrupted by deceitful desires. Instead, renew the thinking in your mind by the Spirit and clothe yourself with the new person created to, according to God's image, in justice and true holiness. Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things above, not on things that are earthly or carnal. We have to do it. We have to put our minds there. We tell our thoughts where to go. We tell our mind what we're going to think about. And we're going to get into this today. But I just ask a question to you right now. Have you ever thought about what you're thinking about? Are your thoughts healthy? Are your thoughts toxic? Are your thoughts true? Or are they lies? Are your thoughts accurate? Or are they distorted? Are your thoughts based on the Word of God? Or are they based on feeling? Feelings feel true, but they're not true. Are your words based on rejection and experiences of the past coming from your mind, out of your mouth? Are they positive? Are they negative? Are they life or are they death? You know, our thoughts come to us. Somebody says, well, where do these thoughts come from? I can't help what I'm thinking. Well, you know, thoughts do come. We know that, right? They kind of fly overhead like a bird. But we get to decide if they're going to nest in our hair and peck at our brain. We have to shoo them away. We have to tell thoughts where to go. Now, we've got sources of thoughts. We know that we all have an inner voice. We talk to ourselves. We speak to ourselves. Good, healthy talk is important. Talking to ourselves, reminding ourselves of the things we know, speaking what is true and good and positive. But we know that's not the only voice that's in our head. Thoughts come to us from God. Isn't that wonderful when those thoughts drop in? And you know you couldn't think of that. You go, ooh, that was good. That had to be God. And then sometimes we don't like what we hear when God says, give something away. And we go, ooh, that was probably the devil. God, you can't mean that. I rebuke you, Satan. Get behind me. No, that was probably God. Especially if it had to do with money. Sometimes the Lord will speak to us in just the silent, cool moments where he'll just drop something in unexpected. And other times it will just hit you and you know that, wow, God's voice can be gentle. God's voice can be encouraging. God's voice can be corrective. And one thing that I found is that God speaks to you the way you speak to God. And if you go, God, what's the deal? God's not going, oh, my beloved child. God might say, well, the deal is, because God has a relationship with you and he knows how you think and how you tick and what ministers to you. Sometimes I hear people say, you know, and the Lord said to me, knock it off. And I think, oh, the Lord would never talk like that. Well, he would if she said, you know what, knock it off. And the Lord said, no, you knock it off. So we have voices that come from the Lord. We hear those things. And then, how many know there's the voice from down under? The lower regions. The demonic assault that comes against your mind like a fiery dart launched from behind a bush and you didn't see it coming, and suddenly there is that fearful thought, that scary thought, that horrible thought, that perverted thought, that negative thought. And when it comes to your mind, you might initially be tempted to think that was your thought, and so you feel ashamed and you feel embarrassed. Instead of recognizing that was a demonic bird that just flew overhead and it just landed and you needed to shoo it away. But instead we own it, and now it's got a nest. It's renting space in our mind. God wants to talk to us today about our thoughts. Now, why is this so important? Well, I'm going to give you five things today. And if you have on the handouts that we've given you, you can turn them over and take notes if you want to. Otherwise, these sessions are being recorded, but this is very important. Are you ready for the word? Are you ready to dig in? Okay, if you have to get up and go, just go. We understand. But here we go. You ready? Your thoughts are super important because, number one, they shape your life. They shape your life or your circumstances. Proverbs 4:23 says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Today's thoughts are tomorrow's reality. Change your thoughts and you will change your results. Can I get an amen? Amen. We know that our thoughts are like a rudder, if you will, or a GPS, that our thoughts program our life and they will bring us to a direction. Our thoughts continually push us and move us into the direction that we're thinking. Success is a direction you choose, Victory is a direction you choose, and defeat and failure is a direction you choose by the way you think. I'm going to show you where this is true in the Word of God. Our thoughts matter because they shape our circumstances. Many of the circumstances that we find ourselves in today are direct result of how we've been thinking. I don't deserve anything better than this. No one likes me. Quite frankly, I don't like anyone either. The world is filled with idiots. Why do bad things always happen to me? I'm so dumb. Oh, it's never going to turn out. Why try? If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Well, God helps those that help themselves. That's not in the Bible. You do know that. Life is hard, and then you die. Life's to be. All right? Do you know that there is such a thing called the law of attraction? And it's a true thing. Your brain likes balance. And our brain is so incredibly created by God that when you speak something out of your mouth, your brain hears it and it goes to work to make it happen for you. It's called the law of attraction. That's why God says, be careful because your words have life or death. Proverbs 18:21. Watch what you speak because from your thoughts come words. Your tongue is connected to your thoughts. And when you think negative things and you speak that out of your mouth, your brain goes to work to make it so. Oh, I'm so fat. I'm so ugly. Okay, well, your brain will literally go to work. You think, well, how would my brain do that? Your brain begins to send signals. Slow the metabolism down. We're supposed to be fat. You might not think that's true, but you read the science. You look at the research. Your brain is an amazing thing. That's why David said in Psalm 139, I thank you and I praise you that I am wonderfully, fearfully made. I'm awesome, God. Thank you. That's why you look in the mirror in the morning and say, good morning, you good-looking thing. Every morning. Write it on the mirror if you don't believe it. Did you ever get a new car before? Okay? You thought you were the only one with that pretty little car. Until what? Until you got on the road, and everywhere you turn, you start to see that car, right? Am I telling the truth? It's like, oh, they got one. Hey! Hey! You're beeping at everybody, and they flip you off, and you go, oh, I'm just saying, we had the same car. Did everybody buy the same car at the same time that you did? Or did your brain become aware of it? Did your brain now begin to search and find for you everything that made sense to that? That's called the law of attraction. What you think about, you bring about. What you focus on, you will draw to you. It is a law. And it works. Your thoughts shape your life. And, you know, sometimes we're in circumstances that are not always our fault. I do want to add this real quick a moment. I do understand that. There are circumstances that come to us that were unplanned, unrelenting, unwanted, undeserved. And you find yourself in circumstances that are difficult, and they are painful, and they feel unfair, and they are unfair. It isn't what you were thinking about or what you desired. That happens. Life happens. There are things that happen to us that we will have to live with for the rest of our life. A sickness of you lose a limb or things like that that can happen that we're going to have to learn how to deal with. A broken relationship and there's no way to go back. It's done. It's over. Those things happen. They're not our choice. But winning in the circumstance is our choice. How we're going to go through the circumstance is our choice. Come on, somebody. Your thoughts shape your life. And we know that it's not exactly the event, although there are traumatic things that happen in the event to our brain, and we'll talk about that. but it's the interpretation that we take from the event. Most of you know my story of abuse as a little girl. That is the thing that happened, and it was horrific, and it was traumatic, and it altered my brain. But it also altered my filter, the way I thought. The event happened, but what I took from that was not this thing was bad, but I'm bad. It was wrong, but I'm wrong. Those are the lies, those are the thoughts that begin to infiltrate in our mind and direct us and chart our course for victory. Your thoughts matter because they shape your circumstance. Here's number two. Here's why your thoughts matter. Your thoughts matter because they can sabotage your success. Sabotage your success. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks, so is he. What he thinks is what he really is. Now, I just said a moment ago, we all have an inner voice. We all have a narrative that's going on all the time inside of us. That narrative is speaking to us. We all have voices that we listen to that talk to us about our talents and our abilities and our actions, and they talk about ourselves and tell us what we can do and what we can't do. And typically, our mind and our brain doesn't like to explore new things if we've not done them before. There's a flashing light, so to speak, that will go off. It says, caution, 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 caution. And so we kind of step back. You know, chemicals start to rage, and we start to feel some adrenaline and some anxiety, perhaps. And our temptation is just to pull back and get back into the comfort zone. Your thoughts will sabotage your success if you don't identify them and do something about them. See, what you're thinking about doesn't have to be true to hurt you. You just have to believe it's true, and it can hurt you. It can sabotage you. Think about Joshua and Caleb. Anybody know who they are? 12 spies sent out to view the promised land. And we won't go there today, but we'll think about the narrative of that scripture just now. 12 spies were sent out, and they viewed the promised land for 40 days. When they came back, they had this report. 10 of them said, we can't do it. Yeah, it's awesome, and it's beautiful, and it's filled with fruit, and it looks great, but we be not able. Maybe they were from the hood. They said, we be not able. We can't do it. It can't be done. But Joshua and Caleb, they had a different spirit. They said, hold it. Yeah, it can be done. It can be done. We can do it. We can't do it. We can do it. 2 against 10. And oh, I'd just like to say to you today that miracles come in cans, not can't. Because the two that said they can, guess what? They did. And the 10 that said they can't, guess what? They didn't. They couldn't. Do you have a can or do you have a can't? Do you have a can-do spirit or do you have a can't-do spirit? Do you say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? Or do you say, I be not able? What is your mantra? What is your philosophy? What is your belief? Can you do what God called you to do? Yes, you can. Can you do it in your own strength? No, you can't. Are you in your own strength? You better not be, and you don't have to be, because you're supposed to be in Christ. And in Christ, you can do it. But, I could, but. Well, I'm just here to help you get rid of your butt today. Amen. Because your thoughts will sabotage your success. God's got great things in store for you. How many of you believe that you're doing exactly everything that God has put inside of you to do? Or how many of you believe there's yet something to come? See, look around. Why aren't we doing it? Why aren't we there? Why isn't it happening? Yeah, God's timing and all that, but what's he waiting on? He's waiting for us to get our thoughts and our mouth in line with what he already said is going to be. See, there's something deeper at work here. Because the Bible tells us in Matthew 18:19, that whatever we agree together on earth, you have what you ask for. You have what you believe. Where two or more agree on earth. All right? Well, people aren't the only one on earth. The Holy Spirit's on earth, and the devil's on earth. Right? Jesus ascended to the Father. The Holy Spirit was sent. It is his reign now down here on the earth. He is the one that is inside of us, the Holy Spirit. Jesus is our mediator. God is our Father. And the Holy Spirit is on earth. And the Holy Spirit wants you to agree with him. The Holy Spirit wants you to get into agreement with him, because all of heaven and the angels of God, they're waiting to be sent to minister to you, to be released. The blessings and the promises, God is waiting to bring you there. And we keep saying out of our mouth, I can't, it'll never be. I can't, oh, one more time and that's it, one more time. Now there's agreement right there where Satan goes, ooh, one more time? Is that all it's going to take? I didn't know I was that close. Well, let me keep going. Because all it's going to take is one more time. You just came into an agreement with Satan. Satan's on earth too. The devil roams around like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour, and he wants to devour. And I've often said, I don't feel like the enemy just wants to kill us. That might be a goal. I don't know if it's the ultimate goal, because if he kills us, you know what? We're with Jesus Christ and we're in heaven. But he'd like to squander you. He'd like to waste your gift and waste your time on earth and let you die with regrets and disappointments and sorrow and what ifs and woulda, shoulda, coulda. Because we didn't get the victory in our mind. Because we thought we couldn't do it. And God said, you can.
Well, that was so powerful, and I know I'm the one that was teaching it, but I'll tell you the truth, I'm learning all over again as I listen to the Word of God. His Word never gets old. His truth truly does set us free. Today, if you're like me and say, wow, I just needed to hear that. You know, sometimes my thoughts just are not godly. Sometimes my thoughts bring defeat to my spirit. Sometimes my mouth speak words that line up more with the enemy and what he has planned for my life than line up with God's word and what he says is true about me. Well, today is the day that we can instantly turn our life around. Well, we can't instantly turn our circumstances all around, but we can instantly turn our direction. In one quality decision, we can say, God, I choose today to obey your word, that whatever is pure and noble and of worthy cause and of good report, that is what I'm going to think on. That's what I'm going to fellowship with. That's what's going to fill my heart and my soul. And likewise, my mouth is going to speak words that are true and uplifting and edifying and encouraging. And if you'll do that, you will be amazed at how your life begins to change. Truly, friends, truly, sisters, our life is the sum total of our thoughts, and I want a great life. How about you? There's greatness inside of you. There's greatness inside each and every one of us. Let's start living that life that God has for us. Again, I encourage you to visit my website, freedomgirlsisterhood.com, and drop me a line. There's a blog there, too. Let me know that you're listening, that you're following along, and let me know what you'd like to hear about and what you'd like to hear a radio show on. We want to encourage each other. It's a great forum. It's a great place for your voice to be heard. Until next time, this is Dawn Scott Damon, your freedom coach, telling you, be free in Jesus' name. God bless you. We'll see you next time.